16th of May 2019, we continue with the theme that our normal life should be penetrated by the Spirit of the Lord. It's part 3. In both meditations before, we reflected that our natural life should be penetrated by the Spirit of the Lord, that it will have a supernatural character. Today we want to give a little bit help how we can realize this. First, I want to give a memory of the prayer of the heart. I already talked about that. We also say it's prayer of Jesus, coming originally from the Christians in the Orient. It's a meditative repetition of the prayer, Jesus, Son of God, have mercy on us. This prayer, which we should especially pray in silence, if you do it very often, it will start an inner longing for this prayer. And then the heart can easily go to the Lord and remain with Him. Even if we work, if it's not that we have to concentrate it totally, this prayer can work in us and help us to be more in the presence of the Lord. And also the soul will come home with this kind of prayer in the heart of the Lord. You can find more about this wonderful prayer in the literature. And if you ask us, we can also send you a reflection we already did some time before. Another point I would like to say, to find the line of the day. Jesus tells us in the Gospel that each day has his own mission, let's say like this. And we should be aware that God is leading us each day. So it would be good, beside the normal obligations we have each day, we should give a certain space of time, which we didn't already plan. And in these moments, we should be very attentive for what God is inviting us. So we might discover more and more that God is leading us through the day and understand better what is the mission of the day in general, in all the day. And if we look more to God, we are not so much concentrated to ourselves. So we have not only different obligations which we have to fulfill, maybe with a lot of power, personal power, but it will help us if we have this inner connection with the Lord and to find the line of the day, that we do all what we have to do more the power of the Lord. So everything will be easier carried by His Spirit. We are not so much living out of our own power, but more and more through the power of the Lord. Another help for the day is if we will have a spiritual structure of the day. If we want that our heart will be always and often with God, regular prayer times are very important. When you look to the monastery, you will see that they have different times, and it helps always to be concentrated again to God, knowing that other works can distract us. Of course, in the monastery it's much easier to be concentrated to the prayer because all the life is concentrated to this. But we should also think what is possible in our personal life within the normal were the circumstances. Of course, we never should let behind our obligations. But we should look for the time of prayer. And we should really prove where we can find the time for Him and be called by the Lord to do so. How much not so important things we can let and doing the most important to be with the Lord. So if we have this kind of structure of the day, it will call us again and again to His presence and will start to penetrate our day. We will more and more live in concentration of these prayer times, and they will be our orientation and transform our daily life. A last point for reflection of today is, if we want to give the day a spiritual structure besides these prayer times, we should be aware that we always act like a disciple of Christ. Let's say very clear, in the mission of Christ. Our personal sanctification, to do our obligations in His Spirit, is a testimony for the Lord. And this will help us to get rid of ourselves, more to think of the Lord and to fulfill His mission. Saint Benedict, who was the father of the monks in Europe, he said we should always be aware of the presence of the Lord. And this we should take in our life and realize in our concrete life. And if we do that, we will often look to the Lord and will ask in our heart, did we do the mission of the day? If we know that we are sent by the Lord, then we have a love obligation to the Lord. So we look always to Him. Are we doing well? Is it good what you're doing? Is this according to your holy will? And so it starts to be more familiar with God. And on this way, of course, also the penetration of the normal life by the Spirit of the Lord.
The offertory of today, a part of Psalm 25, says, O my God, in you I trust. Let me not be put to shame. Let not my enemies exult over me. Indeed, none who wait for you shall be put to shame. Ate Domine, leva vi animam me. Meus in te confio.